From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The city of Nampa's 50-year-old water tower is no more. The iconic metal tower, which held 500,000 gallons of water, had reached the end of its useful life. So early Friday morning, the city felled the 100-foot-tall structure to make way for a new one. Now, the tower was a landmark. It was visible from cars traveling on Interstate 84. And as I mentioned, it was built in the 1970s. Now, this new tank will be made out of concrete, and it will hold three times as much water. The project will cost $8 million. So here to tell us more about the old tower and the new one is Nampa's Director of Water Resources, Jeff Barnes. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Gemma.
So tell us about the old tower. As I said, it was built in the 70s, but what is the history of it?
Yeah, the old tower was a 100-foot steel structure, and most people drove by the tank. It was a landmark in the area. In the 1970s, the city was 20,000 people. So today, our population is well over 100,000 people, and things have changed. But back in the 1970s, the height of the tank was critical because it provided that pressure for the water to reach the homes and the businesses at the time. And since then, so much has changed that we will not need that high of a tank in the future.
So the tank really was a landmark, Jeff. I mean, you could see it from I-84. So why did the city decide to replace it?
So it was a difficult decision. So in 2018, we had just got done with a master plan for the community, and our water system, you know, serves over 100,000 people. We have 35,000 connections to it. We have industrial users and residential users. And we, after that plan, really came to the conclusion that its end of useful life was here. And what should we do with the tank moving forward, which started some difficult conversations with the city council, with our community, with our citizens, and we really looked at three different options moving forward.
So talk about those three options, because the city didn't just make this decision without resident input.
Correct. So we looked at three options. The first of which was to abandon the tank and really to keep it empty, to paint it, and to leave it as a landmark. That was the first option. The second one was to refurbish it and to try to keep it in service. That one turned out to be very difficult and really not viable. And then the third was to demolish the tank and build a tank that was three times larger, able to provide service to our customers now, and then also enough storage for an emergency, like a line break or a fire. So after those three options were considered, we presented it to the city council and the mayor, and you know, the next step was to get input from the community. And we had a great deal of response. I think we have over 800 people respond, and they all chimed in on what alternative was most beneficial for Nampa moving forward.
And so then take us to Friday morning, because it was still very early. It was dark outside, and you brought the tower down. So did the process go fairly seamlessly?
Yeah. And I just want to add, after that, after the outreach, most of the people, almost 58%, chose to demolish the tank and to build a new tank. And we did spend a lot of time on what should the new tank look like? So I just wanted to add that. But on Friday morning,
I appreciate that.
On Friday morning, we actually started the process very early. Our engineering group was working with the contractor, and we wanted to do it early before the heavy traffic started, just so we wouldn't distract drivers and for safety. But it went as planned. So we were on site. The contractor had been setting up for the prior week. They cut the largest post in the middle. That was gone already. One of the columns on the side that it was to fall towards was gone. They ended up cutting a couple of more supports, and then two pieces of large equipment pulled the structure over. And if you haven't seen, if the folks out there haven't seen the video, I think we have had a million hits on it so far on the social media side.
I have to say, I've watched the video, Jeff. It's pretty dramatic to see the tower come down. What was it like to watch it, you know, live? I mean, was it emotional at all?
I think from a like engineering standpoint, you know, we wanted to make sure everything went right. And once we saw it falling in the right direction, everything was going right just as planned. I think there was a little bit of, there's always that when you have large construction, everybody breathes a little bit. But I think in talking to the news that was there and a lot of the people in the community have chimed in, there was a little bit of nostalgia as the tank dropped. It's been here for a long time. And a lot of people talked about it was a landmark for them as they drove through Nampa or they went to work.
Oh, absolutely. So let's talk about this new tank that will replace it. It will be very modern. So how big will it be and the cost of this?
Yeah, so the new tank will sit at the location where the old tank was removed. It's three times the size, so it's 1.5 million gallons. It's made out of concrete. It sits on the ground. It's not elevated. It's about 80 feet in diameter and 46 feet high. We went through several design iterations and we chose the Nampa logo on one side with some kind of architectural features on the tank itself. But this tank has enough capacity to serve our customers now. And then it, like I said, in the case of an emergency, if we have a line break or if there's a fire, we have adequate fire, what we call fire flow, to support that.
And is that one of the big pluses of a tank like this, Jeff, is that, I mean, it is better for firefighting. I mean, it's I would assume it would be more cost efficient as well.
Yeah. So back in the 70s, we didn't have, well, obviously we didn't have population. So the tank was a primary source. And so now we have 15 wells and what we call booster pump stations that add water to the system all over the city. We also have another tank on the south end of town that's 3 million gallons. So a lot has changed, but this tank is critically located. And that was a lot of the discussion went in to this about, you know, whether we should keep the old tank. That this location was so critical because it's in the middle of two pressure zones. And so it helps to stabilize pressure in the system, provides additional water. You know, people use more water at different times of the day, in the morning commutes, in the afternoon people are getting home. And so it helps to regulate those fluctuations, and then also for emergency response.
Mm-hmm. And so how long is it going to take then to get this new tank built and up and going?
So the project's underway. The demolishing of the old tank was part of the project, and they will begin construction on three parts of this, the new tank, and then there's a new well that we're installing there, and what's called a new booster pump station, all of which are, there are three different elements of the same project, and we anticipate construction to be complete in the spring of 2025, so just over a year from now.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in and chatting with us about this. I mean, definitely was such a landmark in the city of Nampa. So appreciate the conversation, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Gemma. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Jeff Barnes, Nampa's Director of Water Resources, talking about the toppling of the city's iconic water tower, but the new water tower that will replace it. We do have a slideshow on our website with some of the pictures of the tower, of the old tower being toppled over. So head to our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Take a look at it. It is really, really, really interesting. At least I think it is. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed. because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.